And what I want to try to talk about a little bit is start with where have we been as agencies? What have we seen in the last year or so? Where are we going and what do we think we're going to do? And then how do our agencies work together? And if we have time, we'll also talk some about how individuals work with us. You know, what are some of the best practice pitfalls and so forth. So I want to go ahead and start with Steve about the SEC's fiscal year 2012. We brought 734 enforcement actions. That's the second most that we've ever brought as an agency, right behind 2011's 735. But I don't know that those numbers, that raw number, tells us very much. And so, Steve, if you could, what are some of the takeaways or drill downs that you'd want to let defense counsel and the public know?
Thanks, David. So there's a couple of things I would say about the numbers, and I agree with David. Numbers don't really tell the story, although at some level, obviously, it's been a productive couple of years. But I think one of the more impressive things that I've seen out of the staff is not only the numbers, but the complexity of the cases and the makeup of our cases. So a couple of things that you see in those numbers. First of all, a significant increase in actions against investment advisors and investment companies. You've seen in 2011, 2012, about a 30% increase of those actions involve investment advisors and investment companies. Significant focus in this area. Similarly, in the regulated area space involving broker-dealers, we've seen a huge increase in the number of cases involving broker-dealers. So I think the focus on these regulated entities and the effect they have on retail investors has been very important to the Commission and its staff, and I expect that that will continue to be the case.